The House Un-American Activities Committee turned a watchful eye today on the Ku Klux Klan, labeled by President Johnson as a hooded society of bigots. By unanimous vote, the committee decided to press forward with a far-reaching inquiry into a series of murders, violence, and terrorism laid at the door of the Knight Riders. The chairman of the investigating committee, Representative Edwin Willis of Louisiana, said a big job lies ahead, and it may be several weeks before formal hearings can begin. In the past, it has been the custom of these investigators to concentrate on communist activity. Now, not only the Klan is being subjected to preliminary examination, but other extremist organizations as well, the Black Muslims, the American Nazi Party, and the Minutemen. Even this does not meet the demands of some of the more enthusiastic congressional investigators. A Republican from Alabama, James Martin, took the House floor today. He called on the Un-American Activities Committee to expand its investigations to include various Negro civil rights groups. He mentioned the Congress of Racial Equality, the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, and the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. Congressman Martin said in the past he has pointed out communist infiltration of some of these organizations. He then went on to say, "We are against lynching and mob rule and killing, whether inspired by cowardly writers in the night or pious hypocrites agitating in the public streets." Committee Chairman Willis said that preliminary inquiries indicate that shocking crimes were carried out by some highly secret action groups within the Klans. He said these groups are known as knockoff squads or holy terrors. The Klan's imperial wizard, Robert Sheldon, said there are no such groups, and he welcomes the investigation. This is Ned Brooks.